La tierra no sabe dónde un país comienza ni dónde termina. Por eso, esta canción va dedicada a todos ustedes y a los que hoy sufren y han sufrido en las fronteras que hemos creado en el mundo.
Hola, soy Paola Marisán. Bienvenidos a nuestro podcast bilingüe. Before we start our episodio, we want to ask you to join our newsletter for behind the scenes, exclusive clips, and more. You can subscribe on our website, quepasapodcast.com. This episodio is all about social justice. We talked to Enrique Chi from Making Movies about how not being silent can change communities. Making Movies se compone de Enrique Chi in the vocals and guitar, Diego Chi in el bass and vocals, Juan Carlos Chirond in the percussion and keys, and Andres Chirond on drums. Through their music, they tell many stories, but their latest album, in collaboration with many artists, including Rubén Blades, encourages everyone to speak their truth, vote, and actively help their own community. Listen to our conversation. Esto es ¿Qué pasa Midwest?
¿Qué pasa Midwest?
¿Qué pasa Midwest?
¿Qué pasa Midwest?
Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland.
Vestida de blanco, confundida, y amanezco en esta pesadilla. ¿Cómo viviré con esta injusticia?
It's one of the hardest albums I've ever had to write, even though I were doing a handful of covers and I didn't write every song. It's been challenging because the other songs, like I said, they're about my family and they're about feelings more than they are about politics. And this album's still about feelings, not politics, but I wanted to be very intentional. This album is direct. It's directly pointing out things that I feel are wrong and that affect me and that I feel upset in the world. For example, this song, Como Perdonar, is about the family separation and the fact that we're living in a place where Handmaid's Tale is not that insane of a story when we have over 1,000 children who we don't know what happened, what to do with them, where their parents went. We lost track of it. Man, that's a story that the news cycle wakes up every day and there's something else to think about or to talk about. Those families wake up in that same nightmare every day, and it affects me. I lose sleep first. Sometimes I feel upset because I was an immigrant kid, 6 years old, and I had no control over how my parents brought me to this country. Thankfully, my situation was not that, but that wasn't my responsibility or my doing. I was a child. This is the same thing. These kids are children, and they're being treated inhumanely. So that stuff can be difficult to write about, and it's been challenging, but I think that for the better, it's helped us grow and to have our peers and our friends and our heroes participating on this album with us is exciting and an honor. You know, something that can be, that will be an experiment we're doing with No Te Calles is we're working on notecalles.world, this website where you can log in on your computer and with your webcam, kind of like Skype, you can literally sing or say something with Rubén Blades and Making Movies. So you can record your own video of yourself voicing something that you would like to say into the world, and it'll go right into that website. So over the next few weeks, we're going to be starting to push that a little more, and with our tour dates in Texas, we're going to be creating little installations, like little booths where you can go in and just record yourself. I want to create this kind of tapestry over the course of this whole year of all these people from all these different communities raising their voice together. And so it's a great experiment. So notecalles.world, you can follow us, makingmoviesband.com, or if you write us directly, it'll be just us getting back to you. Somebody in the band is the one who will check it and respond. Our voice has a power to me. And by raising my voice and raising my perspective and talking about the things that I see in day-to-day life, then we have a shot at getting closer to a fair and just society. This all is based on the faith that in every society, there are more people that want justice and equality than those who want injustice and inequality. And if you have that faith, if you believe that, which I do, and I also, that's one of the big inspirations that I got from Ruben, who's been around the block considerably more times than I have and has tried his hand at even changing politics in Panama by him getting himself involved. He ran for president and he took a post in the Department of Tourism and he received a lot of flack for both, you know. So he legitimately tried, and he still holds that belief that in every society there's more people like us that go, hey, don't we want to treat each other fairly, than the people who say, no, I want mine, and I don't care how you guys make it out. That there's less of those people. So if we all raise our voice, we're going to find more voices that are in harmony with one another than the ones that are in dissonance. So to me, that means voting. And I know that can be a sensitive issue if you're your current status is in question. But for anyone who isn't in that situation, we all need to vote. And that also means that participating in any type of protests or demonstrations that are against, you know, some injustice happening in your community, if you have the ability to participate, participate. It also means getting involved with the nonprofit sector. There's a lot of wonderful organizations that are doing great work already, and they just need help. Like when we met Racist Texas, their name says Texas. They've done, you know, I can't remember the number, but it was like over 100,000 court cases for people trying to get their papers in Texas. But he let me know, he's like, people get deported all over this country. We have different volunteer needs in cities you would never imagine, where people just need a ride to go get their, to like either need a ride or a babysitter so they can go make their court date to plead their case on why they are here in the United States and how to clarify the situation. So there's all kinds of organizations on many levels. And sometimes all they need is someone who's willing to donate a couple hours of their life to help the community or help a specific family out. So that's the best advice I can give you, is just figure out a way that you can be active. And at the very minimum, maybe we won't change the world, but at least we will all feel a sense of ownership in our own communities. And I think that's positive.
Cuando el espíritu de una niña se desperdicia, ¿cómo perdonar? He doblado su camisita mil veces hasta que esté perfecta. Embarga este día. No hay poesía que alivie este dolor, ni hay oración que me lleve a perdonar. ¿Cómo perdonar? Cuando el espíritu de un niño se desperdicia.
Well, the idea came from my dad's record collection in a lot of ways. He grew up in Santiago, Panama, but he grew up with an American mom who immigrated there shortly after my dad was born with my Panamanian grandfather. And my dad was kind of the black sheep of the community musically, in that he loved rock and roll, while the rest of the community in Santiago, Panama, they were just still listening to the folk music there, which is they called típico, which is most similar to like Colombian cumbia. My dad's vinyls ended up being kind of my musical education. So I, like my father, I wanted to follow in his footsteps. I loved rock and roll, started playing the guitar. But my mom loved dance music. So my dad would play a lot of Latin records around the house because it made my mom happy. She liked to dance. So it could be Gloria Estefan. It could be old Willie Colon albums. And of course, there'd be a bunch of Ruben Blades music mixed in there too. And Ruben Blades is this iconic salsa figure from Panama that every Panamanian loves. Ruben Blades, because he's not only brilliant, but he writes about social commentary, and he's kind of one of the only artists that carries Panamanian heritage to an international, you know, stage. And that kind of things. And so my brother and I started playing, and then we met Juan Carlos Chauran, who's a Chicano here in Kansas City, but his family's very tied to their Mexican roots. And all of a sudden, we have the perfect soup to make this music that I knew existed, just no one had ever quite done it, is combining those Caribbean rhythms with the energy and the like kind of artistic audacity that rock and roll artists generally lean into more than other genres. So that's the, you know, long story short, I guess, because it's a 10-year story at this point, but that's kind of the summary. So eventually Juan Carlos's little brother joined us on drums, and fast forward to today, we are releasing a group of collaborations with Ruben Blades. We had already released No Te Calles, the first song with him, and we have a second one where he helps us by giving us the intro. So it's come full circle where I am literally doing this crazy hybrid of Afro-Latino rhythms and rock and roll with the man who kind of made that make sense to me, Ruben Blades, singing with us. So it's kind of an amazing, amazing full circle story.
Making Movies will be here in the Midwest, in Dayton, Ohio, August 29th and 30th del 2019, hosting workshops y más. You can check their website para más detalles on mkngmvs.com. That's makingmovieswithoutthevowels.com. Las canciones que escuchaste en este episodio are No Te Calles, featuring Rubén Blades, and Cómo Perdonar, featuring Rubén Blades and Flor de Toloache. Ya casi se acaba nuestra temporada, so stay tuned for anuncios on our next season and more on social media. Gracias por escuchar. Soy Paola Marisán, and this is ¿Qué pasa Midwest?
¿Qué pasa Midwest?
¿Qué pasa Midwest?
¿Qué pasa Midwest?
Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland.